Now, you probably heard this going on for a while. We were talking to MEPs about it, particularly Deirdre Clune from Fine Gael, who represents this constituency, Ireland South. MEPs have voted to scrap the practice of moving clocks forward by an hour in the spring, then back again to GMT in the autumn time. So they want to scrap it in the EU from April 2021. Now, countries will have the final say. Okay, but they're still talking about it and seem adamant about doing it. The European Parliament voted 410 to 192 in favour of ending the practice of seasonal time shifts. So do you think it's a good idea? One Greystones resident, you know Kathleen Kelleher from Cancer Support, she's a former councillor, member of Fianna Fáil. She has strong views on this. She's on the line. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Declan, and good morning to all your listeners. And indeed, I do have very strong views on it. This all came about, as far as I recall, when Jean-Claude Juncker, in his State of the Union address to the European Union, that what he wanted was that we wouldn't move the clocks backwards and forwards as we do now, and that the countries would decide among themselves, each country, do you want to stay on permanent summertime or do you want to stay on permanent wintertime? And this started last September, and it was supposed to take effect in March this month, but it became obvious that it was too confusing and too convoluted, so they've pushed it. This is another can that's been kicked down the road, and it's now going to be March 2021. So what we have to decide, and the relevant minister here in Ireland is the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, Ireland has to decide, do you want to stay on permanent summertime or permanent wintertime? And if we stay on permanent summertime, that means that in Ireland, and each country will be different now depending on how close you are to the equator, but in Ireland it will be dark at 9 o'clock in the morning instead of being dark at 8 o'clock in the morning. So we move our clocks back in the autumn to winter time, and that gives us daylight just after 8 o'clock in the morning. But if we stay on summertime, that same process will happen at 9 o'clock in the morning. So this is my point. By all means, each country and each individual can decide what they think is best for them. But I think it's a debate that needs a little bit more explanation and exploration as to the pros and the cons, because in the UK, as everybody remembers, oh, let's leave the EU and we'll get millions for the NHS. And what people are saying, oh, sure, let's stay on permanent summertime and we'll get an extra hour of daylight in the evening. Now, yes, the evenings will be brighter. We won't have any more daylight. You get the same amount of daylight. It's just, when do you get it? So anybody who is going to work in the morning, is getting children out to school, and has to get them into the car or walking, it's going to be dark at 9 o'clock if we stay on permanent summertime.
For how long? For a month?
Well, 6 weeks. 6 weeks anyway, it's dark in the morning. And the catch is as well that we have our winter equinox is around about the 21st of December. But actually, although we get a little bit more daylight, the mornings actually get darker well into January. So this is a serious thing. For example, my granddaughter walks to school every day. She leaves the house at 8:30, and she walks to the school in Greystones. And we have a lot of children walking to school in Greystones. Well, if it's pitch black, I'm not saying it's going to be dusk or just a little bit dark. It's pitch black at 9 o'clock. So if that's what people want, that's fine, Declan. But my inclination is to make sure that people understand exactly what this means.
Okay, and what about the evening time then? Do they not, if they're late at school, walk home in the dark then?
There won't be one. No, it'll be the same as it is now. They're walking home. It'll be daylight coming home.
Right, it's just because it's their home before it starts getting
dark.
Oh,
they're home. Oh, absolutely. The children will be going back and forth to school in the daylight if we stay on permanent winter time. But what I can't understand is why this has happened in the first place, because if you move the clocks forward in the spring and back in the autumn, you get the best of both worlds. And
right,
really,
so there's no, in your view, no need to...
There isn't any need, but now the Parliament, whether it was Jean-Claude Juncker's initial idea, I don't know where it came from, but I mean, they have voted not to change the clocks. They feel it's easier, okay? Now, for some countries, if you're down in the southern latitudes of the EU, takes in a big area, and if you're very far south, closer to the equator, it doesn't matter what your clock is because it's still going to be daylight in the morning, because that's just the way the sun is.
The north of Scotland, even under the current regime, how is it? You know,
it's very bad. I mean, they might even have dark mornings till maybe 11 o'clock. And you see, to be honest, the west of Ireland is 15 degrees west of you know, GMT. And
well, here's one for you, Kathleen. Here's one, because I noticed it actually on the 9 o'clock news on RTE one night, whereas Fiona Mitchell, I think is their London correspondent, was in London outside the Houses of Parliament, and they had some reporter, somebody in Dublin outside the Dáil. It was bright outside the Dáil, and it was dark in London because of they are further east.
That's correct, yes.
And I thought, oh my gosh, that's I never considered that before. I thought we were all in the same time and London's only down the road.
Well, we are. Well, you see, here's the other catch, too. The west of Ireland is so far west from London that in theory it should be in another time zone. It's more than 15 degrees west if you go by longitude. And so it should really be in a time zone of its own, but it isn't. We all stay in the same time zone. So here it is at the moment. At the moment, the UK, Ireland, and Portugal are all in the same time zone. Then you go to Central Europe, and they're 1 hour ahead. So Germany, France, Spain.
Well, Spain is actually in our time zone, but
Spain isn't.
I know it isn't, because in practice, but it actually is. It was Franco who moved it.
Yes, that's correct. They should be with us, but they're not. And so should Poland. Poland should be 2 hours ahead of GMT, and it's not. They opted to stay with Central Europe. So the bulk of Europe is 1 hour ahead of London. And then you have all the Eastern Europe countries. They're 2 hours ahead of London, okay? Now, people can do this. I mean, if this is what people want, that's grand for people. But what my point is, let's look at all the pros and cons. What would be the safety implications of children, if we did this, of children going to school in the dark? Now, remember, in 1968,
I didn't want to say ladies of a particular age might remember that it was tried in the 1960s for a year. Give us your memory of that.
Oh, it was dreadful. I couldn't believe it. It was awful. I just couldn't believe that it would be dark at 9 o'clock in the morning. And it was so bad that Ireland never did it again. So this isn't as though we're in untested waters. Ireland has done this once. And it was so unsuccessful that we went back to moving the clocks forward and backwards. Russia tried this in 2014. So they have tried it. Now, they're not in the EU, but they tried keeping the clocks on the one time. And that was they suffered serious health problems in Russia because it was so dark in the morning. So my point is, okay, schools, boards of management of schools, people going to work, the road safety authority, all of this thing where you have great movements of people going out in the morning at a certain time, it's going to affect them. If you're working at home and you don't go out, it doesn't make any difference. So we have to be very careful, because there's a caveat in all of this. Each country can choose which time it wants to stay on. But if all the countries around you are deciding to do one thing and you're deciding to do the other, then you'll probably be dragged. This is my fear, is that Ireland will be dragged into permanent summertime.
Right,
by the EU.
Because of maybe Dundalk and Uri, even at the same time, there are two villages right beside each other and Portuguese border, and one is on one time and one is on the other. Got to leave it there, Kathleen. We'll hear about the debate.
Thanks to me, and have a discussion, everybody, and you can get back to yourself.
Very good. Kathleen Kelleher in Greystones, thank you. So we haven't heard the end of this permanent summertime, permanent wintertime, and the clocks going, isn't it forward next Saturday night? It is. And if you have to get up early on a Sunday morning, well, you lose a night's sleep. That's it, an hour's sleep during the night time, and you're waking up half a dozen times just checking the time to see what time it really is, because you don't want to be late. I remember it well. It was a nightmare.